So welcome to a very tired episode of the Zero Period Podcast.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm George.
I'm Al.
All right, and this is episode 14.
1,000. Wow.
It's amazing.
We've been going for so many years.
Yeah, I know. It's since we were born.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time we do a podcast, I say that it's my goal to make this a monthly show, and it just never happens. I'm going to say it again. This is going to become a monthly show. Well, here's the thing. It's easy starting this time of year. September, I'm like, this is an out-of-place podcast, but it's happening.
Yeah.
October's easy, near Comic-Con.
Yep.
November, Thanksgiving and everything, people usually have a bit of free time.
December's easy.
December's the easiest. January, people who are in college, most of us aren't in college anymore, but traditionally, like, that's when people still have some time left before they have to go back, so usually sometime then. And then February back to September, it's like nothing. But we've got part of it down, so now it's like...
That's funny, though, because you would think the summer, at least you guys would...
We do, like, a couple. I think we did maybe two over the summer.
Yeah, when we filmed, too.
Yeah. I really want to do podcasts at the YouTube space sometime, just
because...
That'd
be really cool.
I think it'd be really cool just to do one, like, after we wrap season two of Stupidity in Progress, and we bring people on who, like, normally aren't in the content, so, like, bring on, like, Sam or...
Hitler.
I mean, season two, Hitler confirmed.
Yeah.
But the reason you're here with me today is because...
Hitler
destroyed the moon.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's been planning it for a long time now, and we've been going to a YouTube, I guess I'd call it like a seminar almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really cool. We went to the first day already, and tomorrow's the second day, so you're obviously just staying over because the moon's really fucking far away.
Yeah.
Did you try this yet?
No, I didn't. Have you?
No, not yet. I was going to do a little cheers thing. Just like...
Cheers.
Clink. That's really nice.
It's good.
It's nice and creamy. Yeah, I like it.
Very creamy.
For the record, we're drinking hard root beer.
So much cream
nice.
In my mouth. We got some free music.
About the neighbors as well. That's not even the neighbors. It's just downstairs.
It's the mobile neighbors.
So we're back from our very impromptu break. Just a matter of, it's really warm today. Like, it's the end of September, but we got another heat wave.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
I like heat.
You see, I don't in this apartment because this apartment retains heat really well. Like, too fucking well. Like, even in the winter, when you guys come over and we film, it's like, it's too fucking hot in here. And it's like the middle of January. It's like below freezing out.
It's like
everyone's like sweating. It's like, I'm just wearing a t-shirt right now. And it's like, oh, fuck. But yeah. Oh, man. But like I said, the YouTube seminar thing has been really fun.
Yeah, it's a two-day thing.
Very intensive.
What is it if you have over...
They never said like what the requirements were for getting in. I'm pretty sure from what they said, it sounds like they went through everyone's channels who applied and were like, these are the people we can see like... growing or they're big enough that it's already clear that they have some knowledge of YouTube branding and everything.
That makes sense.
But it's cool because like the only thing is there's no point where you just like ask people how many subscribers you have unless you go up to them yourself
and you like or you get their name and you look them up afterwards.
Yeah, but it'd be kind of cool if like I'm gonna make this really nerdy almost, so like Watch Dogs, when you take out your phone and it's like everyone's got like a little information next to them. If I could like pull out my phone, it's like, okay, 350,000 subscribers. Okay, oh, no subscribers. Oh, that's me. Fuck.
You'd be like, wait a minute.
Aw, where did they all go?
I had more than that.
I had two. Just two. But yeah, so hopefully monthly podcast, but we'll see, because I say that every time, and it never happens. The YouTube space, I really love it. We've been there a couple times.
It's a very nice place.
We need to... I was just looking at, like, all the classes they have listed, and... for any of you in the New York area who are interested in doing YouTube, they have, like, different classes where you can learn about either, like, content creation or, like, branding yourself. And you just need to sign up, and it's all free.
Don't they have how to use... They talked about it quickly, like, the red camera?
Yeah, they have a two-day... Because I mentioned this to you prior, because I had been, like, interested in it. They have a two-day really intensive course where you... At the end of it, you get certified to use red cameras.
That would be amazing.
It's just... The workshops are very, like... far and few between because they have to bring in people from Red.
Yeah. But still...
I know Sam did it for work just because that looks good for a resume.
Yeah, no, definitely. It looks...
I would love to put that on my resume.
I would do that.
Certified with Red.
That'd be awesome. And then, like...
or if we can even just use them. Well, they have the red cameras
there,
so...
Yeah, that's right, they do. I guess you have to get certified in order... Yeah, of course, because then,
Well, same goes for, like, you know, the Phantom cameras, the super slow-mo cameras?
Yeah.
Or, I guess, high speed. They have those there as well, but you need to have your certification. They don't teach a certification course there.
But you just need to get...
But if you have it, like, you can just be like, here's my certification, like,
that's
can I borrow
awesome.
This? And like, yeah, sure.
Oh my god, we do an episode of Slow Motion Zero
Stupidity
Period
in
Stupidity in Progress.
A slow motion podcast, that'd be the best
god.
Ever, wouldn't
just
it?
Just Dan getting slapped.
I'm glad you said it before I did. At least someone knows what
I'm
thinking.
I love you, Dan. I know you're watching. I know you watch all these podcasts. He does.
He does.
I'm sorry,
Dan. Someone has to. And we certainly know it's not the viewers. You, you did a stream while I was at class today
when I got
home.
So
how was that, aside from some of the technical difficulties?
It was good. I did my face cam, which was, I don't know, it was nice, something different. People seemed to enjoy it, and I played Fallout New Vegas Dust.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did switch it, but people said on...
What did you switch to?
No, I mean, like, I switched the title.
Oh, okay.
But apparently on Twitch it still said...
It doesn't update, like, midstream, I think, or something.
Okay, because I can't update on the...
The restream thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then I renamed it on YouTube, like you showed me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did you set the game for YouTube or no? Because I don't think you did.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Okay. Because when I went to check gaming.youtube.com, it said, oh yeah, Zero Period is streaming. Then I went to check, like, the streamers and, like, who was streaming right now. It just wasn't listed there. So I think because you didn't put the game name in, it thought it was just, like, a regular, like, live broadcast, but not about video games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I actually do have some topics for today. I came up with a few just because I thought it would be nice to have something to talk about.
All right.
As always. I mean, obviously we haven't seen each other in a while, so always things to talk about. I'm a really bad friend, so take out your hand for a second. Also, show it to the camera. I don't know if they can see it. So you got... Three bandaged fingers. You claim you told me the story, but I'm just a dick friend and don't remember.
It's not really an interesting story at all. I was just drunk. It's not an interesting story at all.
I keep on saying that, but
it's not
probably going to be.
It was me and my friends. We went out, and we got drunk. And then, there was a fence around, like, this place we were going to, but they were going to walk around. And I was like, I'm not...
Let's climb it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not walking around. And you know how some linked fences, you know, they have the poles on the top, and then they...
Yeah, and the spiked...
But sometimes, like, the things that go back and forth, they're not really protected. They just kind of...
Yeah, like, the twisted up.
Yeah, so I got my fingers.
Oh, so you, like, jab your fingers on that.
Yeah.
Are they sharper than they look? Because they always just look like they're just kind of like, eh.
It wasn't that bad, but then, like, I think I pulled back.
Oh, so you, like, were on it and you just, like...
Yeah.
You just, like, Wolverine, like, scratched
it. I Wolverine, so it was not a plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I did hear that story. I honestly don't remember.
It was, like, when you got on Skype, I was like, I hurt my fingers.
I was like, what
just
a
like
bitch.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Let's record now.
Let's
like,
do
I didn't
come
ask
on,
you.
Goose
it's
team.
Like, fucking Mac Roulette, come on. We gotta do it. The sponsors are demanding more.
Map Roulette.
So, first topic of the day. I think we're still under the gaming category in iTunes. I don't know, because I don't check it anymore. I should, but I
in
don't.
In iTunes?
Yeah. Well, the podcast is on iTunes.
Right, yeah, you're right.
But, so did you hear recently about how, I'm just going to move this closer to me. Don't
okay.
worry about it. Did you hear about the issue with Machinima and FTC?
No.
Okay, so just a bit of a recap. And it is interesting because it does have a lot to do with, like, YouTube and sort of what we were learning today about, like, branded content.
Mm-hmm.
So, back when the Xbox One came out, Machinima, like, made a deal with Microsoft, or Microsoft made the deal to Machinima and said, we'll give you guys, or we'll give your partners a premium CPM, if they, like, do a video or videos about the Xbox One, and they,
mm-hmm.
like, say nice things about it, they're like, oh, I like it, show off some games, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this was when, like, the internet was just freaking out, because everyone... was mad at Xbox, or mad at PlayStation. Everyone was mad at everyone, essentially. So, Microsoft said, we need to do something to try and, like, boost our appeal
sales,
a little
yeah.
bit. And Machinima was like, hell yes, that sounds awesome. They passed it on to a lot of their partners, who were also like, hell yes, that sounds amazing. And the problem was, clearly these people didn't go to the class that we did, because they didn't disclose it at all. They just said, like, yeah, no, I love the Xbox One, and they never disclosed at any point. Yeah. It wasn't written anywhere, they didn't mention it, that they were being, like, paid extra for saying these things. And it wasn't really Microsoft's fault, because Microsoft didn't have anything to do with it. It was technically on Machinima, because they didn't inform their partners in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, that was, what, like, 2 years ago at this point, I guess? But I think FTC just, like, not disclosed, but they just sort of settled that whole case. And Machinima essentially got, like, one free ride. And it's like, essentially, that, it seems like it's just a warning. It's like, you can't do this again.
Yeah, you have to let viewers know.
You have to let your content creators know.
Sponsored.
Yeah, your creators should probably know, if they're going to be making money off of this kind of stuff, what it means to do sponsored or branded content in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of, like, interesting now, because now, like, in some ways, the FTC is more aware of YouTube as, like, a legitimate, advertising form. So I think it could have some, like, interesting implications for us as creators going forward for branded content.
Mm-hmm.
And more people will see it as, like, an actual platform for, like, advertising.
Yeah, a legitimate platform.
Yeah. But it's also good, because YouTube's 10 years old, which is kind of weird when you think about it. But at the same time, it's still just sort of, like, starting off.
Yeah, anything that would be, like, 10 years old would be considered, like,
still
young,
like,
or something.
Very young in, like, entertainment industry. Exactly. So it's still just getting its legs. So things like branded content are still just sort of coming to light now, and we're still just trying to figure all of it out.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, like, what happens in, like, a couple years from now, if there's, like, more guidelines or regulations. But it's definitely cool, because it's just a matter of, like, in our case, like, just random fucking guys, like, just sit home, just, like, all right, record a video.
Yeah.
People watch that, and there's obviously, like, some value to that.
Yeah, and like you said, they did mention it in the course, like, if you do something like that,
you do have to disclose.
You'd be like, hey, I wonder if, like, you could do, if you did, like, the Xbox One, you'd be like, hey, it's the Xbox, and then, like, you did a joke thing where, like, a bunch of money fell on you, and you're like, it's great, and, like, like,
or, like, if you say it's great and someone just hands you a check on screen, you're like, just take it.
More subtle, that'd be good.
I think that would be funny. I think it would make for a good video, and also just for safety's sake, include, like, in the description, like, also this was
a paid endorsement.
In case you didn't recognize that.
In case you couldn't tell the deep, the subtlety that just happened.
Yeah. But what I thought was interesting in all of this is, there's a writer at GameSpot, his name's Danny Dwyer, and he has, like, his own YouTube channel. Not really so he makes videos, it's just, like, every now and then, whenever he feels like it. And he did a really interesting piece just talking about how he's not really a fan of branded content in general, because he feels like sometimes it makes certain YouTubers, not all YouTubers, just feel like less genuine with their content, because they're just doing it for a paycheck, not necessarily because they're doing it because it's part of their regular routine. But I recognize that, like, that's a legitimate, like, criticism of some people, and they get worried that, like, oh, if someone's doing branded content, clearly they're just doing this for, like, the big bucks or whatever.
I mean, I don't know.
It is a business in the end.
I guess it is.
There's an art to it, or, like, a balancing act.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done any, like, I've gotten, the most I've ever gotten was, like, a game, like, from an indie developer.
Yeah, but they, even in that case, they're usually just like, hey, have our game.
Like, and then I'm like, oh, this game's awesome, and then I play it, so.
Like, there's no money exchange in hands, in which case it's not considered branded, it's just.
Yeah, plus it makes sense, because I'm playing a game, so, and that's what I do, so, like, it makes sense. But, like, I feel like, at the same time, like, I think it would be really cool if they let me do something. Like, I was talking to you, like, if a kitty litter, like, company like, advertise our kitty litter. Like,
and you made, like, a special episode of Cat Tales.
Yeah, and, like, they let me do that. Like, I would think that'd be really funny, and hopefully people
really
would
think
it funny.
Yeah. I don't know, it just seems like branded content could be a really interesting way to try, like, new things and do, like, big budget, like, productions almost, as long as they approve of
big budget Cat Tales poop commercial.
I don't know, but I think it'll be interesting to see, like, if this changes YouTube at all, or if it just means creators are a bit more, like, aware of actual
practices. More aware, and then just it sets the lines and the rules a little bit more visible, so you know
that
what
way
you're
people
doing.
Like,
don't mess up and
yeah
cross a boundary where they can get sued or something.
I mean, and that's just I don't think we ever had an instance of, like, a YouTuber being sued.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wait, no.
Never mind.
No, there was, you ever heard of Michelle Phan? She's, like, one of the fashion people. In, like, when YouTube was doing their first round of all those, like, TV spots, she was in them. And there was an incident where...
She killed a person.
She did.
Yes.
But that wasn't why they sued her.
She
got away
off
with it.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, for the person who died, for everyone else, they were like, I just want to see more fashion videos. Or, no, it was makeup videos is what she does. But there was an incident where she was, like, sued because she was using all this, like, record label music.
Oh, in the background?
Yeah, of just all her videos. And here's the confusing thing. It was never really clear if she had the rights or not.
Okay.
Like, in her, when she defended herself, it sounded like she never really got permission or, like, the legal consent to use it, and she just decided, like, yeah, I'll use it. It's free marketing for them. But that's not how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, for all I know, I could be wrong, but that was, like,
but, like,
what I read from her, like...
I feel like, wouldn't her videos get flagged? Or, like, because she's talking over it?
I think some of them got flagged, and then, like, when the record company looked into it, they were like, oh, well, all of these...
Every one of your videos.
Pretty much. But then, and I don't know if they settled yet, but then she countersued.
Really? Like, well, I mean, I guess it does take up time, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, did she...
No. I don't think it's been resolved yet. That's always the weird thing about court cases. It takes years. So,
yeah.
For example, the FTC thing was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, 2 years as of this holiday season.
That's pain.
It's just ridiculous. Ugh. Speaking of holiday season, bunch of new games coming out, and
it's
fucking excited.
St. Patrick's Day.
You are wearing green. I can't pinch you.
And you are wearing black.
I'm not wearing
Happy
green.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
So, yeah, Halloween. Yes.
I said games coming out
and
for
I
the
said
holiday season.
Halloween.
You said Halloween and St. Patrick's Day.
Halloween. Well, Halloween's the next one, right?
I said games.
Yeah, I know, but Halloween's the next one that happens.
What?
Halloween's the next October. Games are coming out, everyone. George has got some list of the names. It's my 18th beer.
Apparently, yeah. What did you drink when I was in class and you were streaming? I'm going to go back to watch
the
stream.
Well, you said
the
holiday season, and the next holiday that came to mind was October.
Okay,
which is
fair
not
enough.
A holiday, it's a month.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean. All right. Go ahead.
Did you say September?
Whatever.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Right now it's September.
Yes, yeah, soon October. I mean, but like I said, ton of games coming out this year.
Yes.
Last year we had the issue where a lot of games were kind of broken at release. Still had that issue this year. To some degree. You heard about the issues with Batman?
I did hear about that,
yeah.
I didn't buy it either,
but I heard essentially if you got it on console, you loved it because it worked perfectly. If you got it on PC, then...
Nobody
knows. I mean, it was so bad that Steam had to take it off of...
That's right.
That's
horrible.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I think they've done that like 2 or 3 times, and it was usually with like indie games in early access that were just shit to begin with.
That were just used, like that Dino game.
Yeah, it was a AAA release. And it was broken at launch.
Yeah, it was the Dino game and then the...
Well, the Dino game, I think that was because of the developers.
And then War Z, but that one...
War Z was taken down for a while, or, like, they issued refunds to everyone.
I still have that game.
There was another one. I forget what it was. It was,
Minecraft.
Yes. No, it was, like, Earth 2289 or something.
But...
And it was just... Well, it was just a matter of, in the description, they promised, like, all these amazing things that were already in the game, and it was just, like...
Them.
It was just, like, 2D sprites and a lot of, like, stolen assets.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just, like, really? All right, you went through all this effort, or you didn't go through the effort
yeah.
in that case.
Yeah, so last year, just a lot of buggy games and
yeah.
stuff.
But hopefully, I mean, hopefully this year, it's hard to say. We've already had some good games come
so
out this year.
So far, Mad Max is really fun, and
Mad
Metal
Max
Gear
was
Solid.
Really good. Metal Gear Solid.
I wasn't sure about Metal Gear, but once you get past the beginning, it's an awesome game.
What I've heard about it, because I didn't get it, just because fucking money, I've heard that gameplay-wise, it's fantastic, but like story-wise, if you're a huge Metal Gear fan, that it's not great in terms of the rest of the series.
Okay.
And if you're not a fan,
I don't know
that
enough.
You don't know
yeah.
what the fuck is going on.
That's...
That the... The story progression just seems really weird and out
of
place.
It's just a weird... The whole... I mean, I played Snake Eater, and then I played the one on PlayStation 1, I think.
I know I played Peace Walker.
Which
I think is one of the games that ties into this one.
That's the one that was super short, right? And that's why you didn't like it?
No. That was Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes.
Which I didn't like, but... Peace Walker I like. Peace Walker was good. I think that was
Peace, I don't know. Sorry,
I think it was
everyone.
A PS2.
Okay.
That's the thing about Metal Gear. It's really weird. It's just like every other game comes out on certain things, but then it doesn't run on other things. So
yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4 came out PS3, and I don't think it came out on anything else ever. But then Metal Gear Solid 5 came out on this-gen consoles, last-gen consoles, and PC. It's like, you need to have some consistency here.
Just like, anywhere.
I mean, if they're going to release it on Xbox, then they should probably like do a re-release of like the older titles for like downloadable games on
That'd
Xbox.
Be cool.
I'd be really in, like, I would be interested in
and anyone
that.
Who wants to like see the whole series
exactly.
or play through it.
Except now Kojima has no say in it anymore, so who knows what's going to happen.
They kicked him out for this last...
I think it was like... Yeah, this was like his last
game.
Well,
his name's all over Metal Gear Solid 5.
And he goes...
Like, it's everywhere.
He goes to, like, Walmarts and he just writes his name on the game. Like, on the posters.
For a second, I was like, really?
No, he does. I saw a picture of it. I don't know if he does it that often, but... I saw, like, one where he's, like, in a Walmart and you know how sometimes they'll have the big shelf.
Yeah,
it's like
the
cardboard shelf and he just, like...
Kojima.
Yeah, Hideo Kojima.
Oh,
I was like, all right. It's good. No, but like you said, Mad Max is really good.
Mad Max, I love Mad Max.
It was... The thing is, we were both like sort of like, eh, at first, because all these reviews came out, and it was like, ah, the game's not great. Like, well, that's too bad. But then...
So, yeah, I actually bought Metal Gear Solid, because I heard
Because I had mentioned to you that...
And then I played
fantastic.
Metal Gear, and I was like, I don't really like this. And I got
Mad Max.
I was like, oh my god, I love
this
game.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's... And... I discussed it with you. It's one of those things where it's not like... a groundbreaking game. It's not, you're not going to play the game and say that was an amazing story or this is the best gameplay ever, but it's just, it's fun.
It's fun. There are a lot of repetitive things, but I enjoyed it.
But the core gameplay is fun, so even though it's repetitive, it's like, I can keep on doing this.
The mechanics work, the graphics are very nice. That was the one problem, though, that you, not really a problem, but you were saying, like, your computer was built 2 years ago.
A year and a half,
A year and a half.
My computer was exactly the recommended specs.
Yeah, so, like, it's
for
a
Mad
pretty...
Max.
And is that... Is it
I
on?
Mean, that means I could run it at, like, maybe high. Probably not max, but if I was to record it, then it would probably just...
Not Mad Max.
Not
Max.
Max not
Mad Max.
Mad Maximum. Mad Maximum the game. We have fun on this show.
Yeah.
We do. But then Witcher came out as well.
That's right. I completely forgot about Witcher.
Well, I feel like that's always the problem for award season. Same with movies. It's just like whatever comes out first, it's like everyone's like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, I completely forgot about Witcher. Because
people just remember what came out most recently.
Witcher was good. I didn't finish Witcher, though.
I know.
I don't think I'm going to.
It's a long story. Like, if you're not into, like, fantasy and really long story-driven games, like, the story itself is going to take you around 80 hours to do.
Yeah, which is not a... I mean, it's not a bad thing. But, and then they came out with a free DLC. Was it free
There were
DLC?
A lot of free DLCs. I think the most content any of them added was just, like, small quests here and there.
Okay, yeah.
They added New Game Plus, though, which was really cool, because when they announced, like, all the free DLCs, they were like, we're still working on the DLCs. We don't know what they're going to be for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just kind of making it up as they went along, which I thought was even kind of cooler, because they were all free to begin with.
Yeah.
But, like, when the game launched, they said, we want to do New Game Plus as one of the free DLCs. We don't know from a technical standpoint if we can manage it, because it's just really hard to do. And then, like, the last DLC, they're like, oh, yeah, here it is for free. Have fun, guys.
Enjoy.
Like, all right, sweet.
It was awesome, yeah.
I started a new playthrough because of it.
That's
I
awesome.
Haven't gotten very far because of other games.
There's
but...
so much stuff to do in that game, though.
Yeah. There is, and it's just, you can spend a lot of time... just doing all the side quests at your level, and then when you go back to the story, it's like, oh, fuck, I'm over-leveled now.
Yeah.
And you don't even get experience from it anymore.
I wonder how many hours, because I know Mad Max, I have, like...
You had a lot of hours before you
probably like
beat it.
I have a little bit over 2 days, I think, on Mad Max. And then Metal Gear, I think I'm on, like, 36 hours.
It's just a long game, I've heard. It's
I mean,
that's not a bad
they're
thing.
All, yeah, they're all long, and the thing with Metal Gear is... Or, like, with any games now, it's a lot of side missions.
Yeah.
And if you enjoy the side missions, it's awesome. Like, Mad Max, I skipped all the racing stuff.
I think I did some of them just because I want to unlock stuff. Cause
yeah.
Because
like,
I'm just a completionist in that regard, but... No, it's getting to a point now where I'm, like, I'm getting closer and closer to the end. And I'm just like, I don't need to do the death races or, like, the death runs or whatever they're called.
That's... Yeah, once I beat... Oh, that's what I want. I kind of want to do this, but... I don't know if I am, but... Because I want to get, like, 100% completion for Fallout New Vegas. Like, get all the
New
Steam.
Vegas?
Yeah.
You haven't gotten it yet?
No, because some of them are, like,
collect,
you know, blow up all the radios in the Sierra Madre.
Yeah.
Or, like, stuff like that.
Or,
like,
I mean, it's,
I'll probably
10,000 damage just with, like, unarmed.
Yeah,
and stuff
something like that.
Like, I don't.
Which, I mean, that one could be kind of cool, because then I could, like, I could
do,
like,
a punching
video.
Just...
Yeah. Just punch everyone.
Where you just keep on doing the, like, the boxing mod until, like, after all that time, it's like, I finally did it.
I did it.
The punching gloves do, like, one damage.
That'd
like,
be amazing.
And just, like, have some, like, Rocky music in the background.
Punching my way through the wasteland.
That'd be cool.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Fallout 4. Like, I thought when you said New Vegas, you meant 4 when it comes out. I remember, because, like, on 360, because you don't have mods or anything, so you have to find ways to have fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, it's still a fun game. I love it. I 100%ed, achievement-wise, both Fallout 3 and
really?
Vegas.
With the DLCs?
With all the DLCs.
Holy crap.
Because if you 100% a game, and then a DLC comes out, you don't have that as 100% a game
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
even
yeah.
if you don't buy the DLC, it's still like, you know, here's the achievements. So, like, I think I had 100%ed New Vegas a couple different times because of the DLCs getting added.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. I never knew
I was very happy with that. Like, there's only a few games that I've 100%ed.
Done
100%. It's a lot of work.
The only one I can think of that I ever did was GTA 3.
Really? Wow.
That was, like, the only one I can remember. Or, like, maybe one of the Zeldas, but even then.
Yeah. And
like,
those are, like...
games.
I feel like in that era of games, too, there wasn't as much hand-holding, necessarily.
No,
so to get
no,
to 100%,
yeah.
it took a lot more work than it does in some games.
Yeah.
Now, some games are still a lot of work.
I remember my GTA 3, it was 100, it was almost 100%, and I had 0 busteds.
Oh.
Or, like, 0 kills,
yeah.
and I went over to my friend's house, and he got arrested, and I was like,
oh.
And he was like, what? And I was like, I had 0 busts. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, it's...
I just imagine, like, I would have stood up and just, like, immediately hit power. Like, that never happened. You saw nothing.
You never talk about this.
It's like, you're a fucking nerd. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
This is all I have.
This nerd's taking this game back.
Yeah. But, like I said, last year was kind of a year of weird, somewhat broken games. I don't think there was even anything that came out last year that was that big, just in terms of AAA release.
I kind
of
want to... I mean, I'm going to look up all year.
We have Tomb Raider, Fallout, Battlefront, Halo.
Everything.
Literally everything. That being said, there was one game that came out last year that I was very disappointed by. And I may have gotten something. I may have broken down, and I wound up buying the new expansion for Destiny.
Oh, you bought the expansion?
I bought the expansion, and I originally had it on 360. I upgraded to Xbox One.
Huh.
I am Bungie's bitch. Like, this is a testament to the fact that I will do whatever Bungie wants. Bungie is an abusive husband, and I'm a battered wife. Like, I bought Destiny, I was like, This isn't that fantastic. And they're like, it's okay, we still love you. Here's the DLC. And I bought the first DLC, I'm like, still beating me here, Bungie. Like, I'm still fucking Black Eye and whatnot. Like, no, we still love you. Here's the second expansion. I was like, alright, well, it's getting a little better, but I still feel kind of fucked here. They're like, no, but we're going to release this DLC. It's going to be $40. And I was like, $40? I'm like, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And I was like, I'm not getting it. And I told myself over and over again, I'm not fucking getting it. Fucking got it. Well, because... And GameStop screwed me on this. And by screwed, I mean... It was a great deal.
Oh.
So essentially, GameStop, they were doing like a limited time offer where they were like, oh yeah, so if you bring in your original disc copy of Destiny,
mm-hmm.
It'll count as a $20 trade-in for like the new copy with the expansion and everything.
Okay.
So a $60 game, $20 trade-in, $40, that's the price of the expansion itself, and they were like, oh yeah, and you can just upgrade to whatever console version
okay.
you want. And I was like, so for the price of the DLC, I can upgrade
to the
new console.
That's good.
I was like, all right,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
So like, you're probably wondering now, after all of my negative opinions on Destiny, what I think about this.
Is it okay?
Holy shit, I'm in love.
Really?
Like, it makes up for every issue I've ever had with the game for the past year.
Damn.
Like, they took every complaint I had.
And they fixed it.
They fixed it. It's actually incredible.
Ooh.
So, $40 well spent, and I'm very glad that I was, like, wrong, because I thought it was just going to make me mad again.
Just two games that came out
last year
were Sims.
I know Dragon Age came out.
Dragon Age, I never played
those.
I know
you weren't a Dragon Age fan. I played it. It was one of those games I started out liking it a lot, and then by the end I was just like, it wasn't that great. It was just a matter of out of all the games that I got last year, it was the one that worked.
Okay,
gotcha. So that was why I was happy with it.
Well, Shadow of Mordor, I didn't play that. Did that?
I didn't play that either.
It was on sale, like, last week, but not for,
it's
like...
It's one of those things where, oh, yeah, you're just like, it's not on sale for enough.
Yeah, like, it was, like, $30 or $40. Yeah. It's like, oh, I can still wait.
Dying Light came out.
Dying Light.
Still haven't played that
either. I heard it was good. I didn't hear bad things.
Exactly.
Like, but I didn't hear, like...
I didn't hear stellar things either. I heard it was better than that other one game. What was it called? Dead Island.
The original?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I mean, they still haven't come out with two. Is two this year or next year?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's right. I always see the commercial for it.
Yeah.
Sims 4.
Not exactly a groundbreaking game.
It was amazing, yeah. I did like Wolfenstein.
That's right, because we played that at PAX before it came out.
Oh, and then Wolfenstein was good. I liked Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein was good.
And then...
I still need to play it.
Did I get
I
the
still
expansion
have
pack for that?
You did. You got the new... Not
I did.
Order.
I
got Old Blood.
I got the expansion pack. Yeah, I beat it. That was good. Not very memorable. Yeah. What was the Titanfall? No, not Titanfall.
That was 2 years ago.
Evolve. You know, the same game. Well, not really, but the forgettable game.
I mean, even Titanfall had more content than Evolve.
Yeah.
And Titanfall didn't have that much content to begin with.
Oh, Watch Dogs?
That was in 2014.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying. What the fuck?
Wikipedia, what are you doing here? You're messing with me.
Let me see. But yeah, Evolve, like, died.
Yeah, I think we did literally three videos in it.
May 2014, Watch Dogs.
May 2014? That can't be right.
January, March, April, May.
I can't.
Wait, no. November 18th, 2014.
No.
I don't fucking know.
Is that on the Wii?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know for a fact that that was, like, 2013?
May 27th, 2014 for Microsoft.
Really?
So Watch Dogs, I guess?
Oh, no. No, that's right. And I know why.
Why?
Because I had my PC. And I built that start of 2014.
Okay.
Doesn't really add to list of AAA games. Or
no.
Games
that
weren't
well,
that broken.
That adds to the games that were.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it played... I couldn't really drive cars in it, but I had my
the
old
driving,
computer.
Well, no, the driving was very swimmy, sort of. It was like GTA 4 driving, but more laggy.
Yeah, it was fairly laggy for me. I mean, it tried new things.
Yeah.
But,
in the end, it did feel... It just kind of fell short of expectations because they hyped it up so much.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
I mean, in the end, it's like I spent $60 on the game. I feel like I got $60 worth. I don't think
it's
like... Once again, not a groundbreaking game, but as a game, it's like, all right, $60.
It was fun.
It wasn't like a game where I was like, okay, well, that
you
was worth maybe
it.
Like $10 or $15.
Yeah. The last game I think I got like that was like Duke Nukem.
The newer one?
Yeah, and that was like 2012 or 13.
Okay. They just signed like a deal where Gearbox officially has like control over the Duke Nukem series now.
I mean, they just have to take their time on it. They rushed it because people were like, oh,
we need Duke Nukem. It's like, listen, people have waited this long,
just
and I really don't
bit.
Think...
Longer.
There's that many people who are, like, clamoring where they're gonna die if they don't get the next Duke Nukem. Like, I think people could easily have waited another year or two and gotten a better product. And I think everyone would have been happy.
I don't know
for
when
it.
Half-Life... Well, no one knows when Half-Life's coming out.
There was actually an interesting report about that.
Never.
I don't know if you heard... Well, it's very possible, actually.
Yeah.
Because there was a study done, or... There was, like, someone from Valve who anonymously, like, tipped off, like, a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And said, like, yeah, they started work on Half-Life 3, and now it's, like, a skeleton crew of, like, 10 people.
Really?
Because Valve realized... No, not even the hype. That was partially it, but Valve realized, we're making so much fucking money off of games that are free.
Yeah.
Like, Dota, and just, like, Team Fortress, and all the stores in there.
Yeah.
Like, we're making so much fucking money off of this thing we have to put almost no money into... Why do we want to do a narrative game and take the risk of possibly pissing off everyone?
Yeah.
Think about what happened with Mass Effect 3's ending and how pissed people were about that.
That's true.
That is the last thing that Valve needs for their reputation, because they've had a pretty good track record for the most part.
Yeah, the only bumpy stuff was the paid mods.
I was going to say, like, that's the only...
That I can think of, yeah.
Like, tick that I can think of that really kind of pissed people off at Valve for the most part.
Yeah.
But, like, right now, with... all these different like developers and publishers that people get pissed at, Valve is still in a very good place, and I can imagine they want to stay there as much as they can.
Yeah.
Because I think the Steam machines are coming out somewhat soon, too, so...
That's right, yeah.
So they're just... They're really all over the place, but not in a bad way, like they're too fragmented. Like, they have
they're
a hand in, like,
money.
Every market right
they're
now.
They're making money, and... And, like, yeah, I mean...
They're doing a pretty good job at it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, if they... Obviously, I don't know.
I mean, I would also be happy if they went back to AAA games, like... Half-Life, or not even Half-Life, but like Portal,
or, yeah,
or
just
Left 4 Dead 3.
Just start another new game. Because all the game, I mean...
I've never played a bad
Valve game, yeah.
Which is just something to keep in mind. It's like...
Make a series that starts with one and ends with two, instead of like...
Yeah. Instead of saying there could be a three.
Yeah.
I guess, technically, Left 4 Dead... Could have been that, because they never really set it up for a
There's no resolve, it's just, like, zombie apocalypse.
Like, the resolve is just the end of every chapter. It's like, oh, you play the next chapter, or you're just like, alright, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how it ends for me.
The end.
Yeah. But I don't know, it's like, there's always, like, the possibility that more and more developers will kind of go that path where it's like, let's just make free games and have in-game stores and use that to make money, rather than traditional story-based games. Because when you think about it, like, yes, there's a lot of people that play these, like, free games and spend no money on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the people who do spend money on it, some of them spend a lot of fucking money on it.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who have spent, like, thousands of dollars on, like, League of Legends, for example. It's, like, free game, still making a buttload of profit.
And, like, in the YouTube course we went to, they said that Farmville, there are people who spend, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars on Farmville.
Yeah.
And so Farmville, like, takes care of them. It's like a, if you went to a
Farmville
casino.
Farmville has, like, a tier of employees that their job is, like, keep these people happy.
It's like, if you went to a casino and, like, you gambled a lot of money, like, you want a free room?
Yeah, or, like,
but for Farmville.
Or I imagine, like the platinum rewards on, like, airlines or something.
Yeah,
like, you go
to
the private lounge.
I wonder, like, because, like, I'm sure, like, how high can you get on Farmville? Like, is there a never-ending...
I have no clue.
I played it in college for, like,
Farmville's
one
semester.
Farmville's
the one that's on Facebook, right?
Yeah. I played it one semester because, like, my roommate played it, and I was like, oh, this is funny. And
I'll make videos on this.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't have a computer. Well, a good enough one, but... Yeah. That's crazy, though.
That's crazy, like... If someone had said that to me a few years ago, I would have been like, okay, yeah, Farmville, everyone plays Farmville still.
But not, you're
today,
making...
Today?
Yeah.
Like, 2015, people are still paying
a
buttload.
And then they
Farmville?
Make money off of a different company, but, like, Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And all
Candy
that.
Crush has made so many different, like, spin-off games just because they can. They made, like, Soda Crush or something. It's like...
Yeah.
Why would I crush soda? Just like, it's a liquid. If you want me to crack...
Crush
you want
the
me to
can.
Crush
the... Crush
the
cran.
The glass
cran.
Bottle. Go for it.
Soda Crush.
But, I know we're probably going to go to sleep somewhat early. I'm actually going to make you play a bit of Destiny tonight, just so... Well, because I know you've never played it, because you don't have consoles anymore or anything like that. So, I think it might be interesting, so we'll do, like, a quick video in that. The thing is, whenever I have anyone over, it's like, fuck, well, now I'm obligated to do videos, because otherwise it's just always me on my own, and I'm aware that if I was a viewer, I would get bored of me very easily.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm glad I'm not, so don't get bored of me, please. Otherwise, I'm fucked. But yeah, it's like, I still want Zero Period to be, like, a group effort, and I'm taking, like, a lot of steps to try and establish that more so. Part of it's also, like, up to me to get people involved. So, we're gonna make a fucking video.
No matter, even if you don't like it.
Like, you come to my house and you stream when
you're
I'm in class.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
You have to change the stream name beforehand.
Don't fuck it up.
I mean, I come home and there's a pillow on my phone and
your alarm
propping up my microphone.
Yeah,
with...
man. Just knocking it over. I was like a wild animal just knocking
it over. Yeah, I came
over
into my room. I was like...
That's piss on the floor.
Yeah.
I sneezed.
That's not that bad.
Just in general.
That's not that bad, no.
George is very understanding.
Of sneezing, yes, but pissing on my floor, no, not so much.
All right, never mind. Not so understanding anymore.
Only a little tolerant, not as tolerant as I liked,
right.
Or as you want.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know how long we've been going for, though.
8 years.
All right, about 42 minutes in. That's the only problem, it's just like, I've mentioned this before, and I asked Dan once to do it, and he just got kind of pissy about it. And I mean, I can understand it, but...
What do you mean, a podcast?
I asked Dan once if he would be able to just, like, keep an eye on audio levels and the video to make sure we don't lose video, or, like, if the camera went off.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, I don't want to do that. I was like, I recognize it's not the most fun thing to do, but I would love if we could get to the point where we have someone who is just sort of, like, off-screen
and
helping run things just from an audio-video standpoint. Or, like, if we referenced something like a GIF or, like, an image or something, they could pull it up if we were, like, recording via, like, OBS or something. And that'd be
that'd
really
be pretty
cool.
Sweet.
And something that I would really like to do, and I think it would add, like, a really nice value to the podcast.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
If there's two of us here, I'm not going to sit here on my laptop while we do the podcast and pull it up.
Go for it, George.
I mean,
it's over there, so.
First off, it's over there. Second off, that's a almost 5-year-old laptop now, so.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's still good,
yeah, no,
but it's just a matter of
videos.
It's starting to show its age. It was never good for videos. It's still a Mac.
Well, no, I mean, you always edit the videos when we go places on that, right?
Yeah, but this past PAX, it was really showing its age. Like, it crashed every, like, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which was...
Well, the only
reason... 4 years old. I think when CS6 came out, that was, like, the minimum requirements for CS6. Because that's older than CS6 at this point, I think. That computer over there, that's a Pentium.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I can't do anything on it. I don't even know if it's going to come out in the video, because it's really, like, just kind of blurry, but I just have the image of the podcast
logo.
On there.
I'm trying to see how much a MacBook Pro is.
Nowadays, God, it's... Listen, I'm happy. That is the last of the Steve Jobs era MacBooks.
So the rest of them don't have his blood in them, right?
No.
Okay, because that's what they used to do.
Yeah, that's why they were so good. Like,
and that's why he died.
His life force.
Yeah. Great job.
You know they're making a second Steve Jobs movie?
Yeah, they made, like, so many of them.
It's a bit much. Seeing as he just died, like, a few years ago.
What do you want? How many gigs does that have?
That has... You mean RAM or...
Storage.
500.
Oh. Okay, let's see. You got a 512 gigabyte storage,
2.90... Oh, is it solid state?
Motherfucker. PCIe-based flash storage?
What the fuck?
No, it's not solid state.
Okay. Just some other bullshit.
Some other bullshit. You're going to be paying $1,799.
I think I paid less for that.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, I think I paid like $1,500 for that. Well, that's 4 gigs of RAM. What is what you're looking at?
Well, I think that probably was it. No, 8 gigabytes.
Oh. Okay, so that's not bad.
Turbo boost.
The biggest problem with MacBooks is they really only have... integrated graphics cards, which are just the shittiest
stuck
things
in
ever.
There. For $2,000, you get 2.2 gigahertz i7, and that one was an i5.
Okay, this is an i3, so...
Okay, and this is 16 gigabytes of memory, and then 256.
Yeah. It was one of those things where when I got that, I really didn't know much about computers to begin with, so I was just like, oh, whatever, this is gonna be fine. And it is fine, but...
$2,000.
It's just fine.
That's not... I don't know. And I like how they have... I mean, it makes sense, but they have the, like, payment plans. Like, you can pay off, like a car
like it's
or something.
A car. Listen, there are some MacBooks that are more expensive than cars. Pull up the one that looks
like the
trash can. It's like, you can spend, like, $12,000 on that thing. You don't have to. Don't worry. You don't have to buy it. I'm not making you buy it.
I mean, I'm gonna buy a $2,000. I'm gonna do it right now.
Do it right now. You're just gonna set up a payment.
I won't do it.
$10 a month.
Yeah, I'll do it right fucking now. I'll pick it up tomorrow.
All
right. No, check for availability. Oh no.
Just buy the $10,000 iWatch.
Yes. Oh God.
Was it the watch that was $10,000 or the band? That was
no, that was I don't know if it was the band, but they had like a special version. Like crystals on it or something.
The special part was that it was $10,000.
Yes. Well, the thing with... I don't know. A lot of people like the first generation. And then, like, it will be collectible. But
I guess it's almost like what they were talking about today with Kickstarters is, like, one way to drive an audience to it is create something ridiculous.
Or, yeah, something unique.
Yeah, something unique or, like, something that's really high... price.
That was the other thing. That was the perks for, like, if you have, like, a $2 million perk.
Yeah. Like, even if someone doesn't buy it, everyone's going to be like, oh, man, that's the Kickstarter with the $2 million
perk. That would be
perk.
Like if I did a Patreon and I was like, if I get to $10,000, I'll do cattails every day or, like, something ridiculous. Like,
I mean, is that ridiculous? Cattails every day? It only has to be like 2 minutes. Like,
all right.
Are you really asking for $10,000 to?
Well, it would be a joke.
Film your cats.
It would be a joke. So no. All right, that'd be a two. I don't fucking know what it would be. Two montages a month.
Okay. That's understandable because that's a lot of work.
Maybe not. That's not $10,000 of work though.
That's. I mean, no, by not $10,000. I'd say maybe like.
Maybe 1,000.
One or two.
I would.
Well, the only thing is, your later montages got really like story based. And I would imagine people are going to want that to some degree. So maybe like a, they would want like a serial like continuation.
That'd be cool. So,
but that's the thing, like doing something serial that requires a bit more time and effort. So that would make sense for like a $1,000 or $2,000.
I wonder if I would get like more, or like I'd be able to streamline them more. Because I would have to like learn how to. Because the thing is, whenever I do a montage, is I'm like it's been a little bit, so then I'll be like. This will be easy.
Remind yourself.
And then I'm like, oh my god, why does everything take so fucking long?
I think it would just be a matter of you would have to like do like story treatments for like the next like 3 to 4 months and just have like the general story like planned.
And I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure if I started recording early, like I could get it done.
Yeah, because you still do the thing where like if you have a montage, you usually are working on it the night before because you just.
Next one's Halloween, so I should probably get on that. Before.
Do you even have an idea for it?
Yeah, I wrote out the whole story.
Oh, that's awesome then. That's, yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the most important step.
It's the most important, but it's also the easiest because like I can change it and like
yeah.
I just have like a ton of ideas, so it's not that.
No, I know what you mean. It's like here are all the ideas I have. Now I just need to narrow it down to which one I think is going to be
exactly
the best,
and then expand on that and blah 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 blah.
Yeah, the trick is just like then obviously filming it, and it's funny because you would imagine. I mean, not you because you know how tough it is, but. I'm sure some people imagine it's like, oh, well, you don't need to deal with actors, so it's probably a lot easier. It's like, no, because if you tell an actor to do something, they understand what words mean.
Yeah, they'll at least try to do it.
Like a video game, it's like a video game doesn't know what the fuck.
What the fuck?
You're
doing. It's like, why aren't we fighting these people?
Yeah.
Why are we standing around?
Like, that's why stuff like Red versus Blue, although it was really hard to make, at least the other characters. It was just people in multiplayer, so even though, like, they had to get all those people, it's like, all right, but I can still tell this person, do this thing. It's not like I have to rely on a character in my game to do exactly what I want them to.
We could do GTA montages. I had
an idea, and once again, I wrote out, like, treatments for, like, 2 or 3 seasons worth.
Yeah.
It's just really fucking hard. Like, so yes, I know I could count on you to help out, but that's where it ends.
You have to get, like... I mean, I think now it might be easier because we do have,
like,
from the stream.
A community.
Yeah, so, like, you could be, I mean, you would have to pick and be like, all right, I know we usually have fun, and we can have fun still, but
yeah.
We have to,
but there is this
we're
thing
here
you
to do something in particular, so let's get this over with and then we can have fun.
It sounds like Stupidity in Progress all over again.
Yeah,
maybe.
Except you can go eat with everyone afterwards.
When season 2 is over, we'll discuss, like, not to them, but we'll, like, discuss possibly doing, like, a GTA thing. Even if it's just, like, a test.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll just, like, a pilot episode. Seeing how that does. And then maybe going from there.
That'd be cool.
I would love to.
We go back
and forth.
To
get
like,
into Machinima.
You'll do one, and then I'll do one. And then
or if we had, like 2 different storylines, but similar characters, or, like, the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be really cool. Yeah. Like, obviously not Goose Team. Goose Team's more of the military type thing, but if we made, like, not like a gang, but like a crew in the universe, and they were just like not necessarily criminals, but maybe just like vigilantes.
And you probably could do Goose Team if we really wanted to in Far Cry, but it would have to be like
that would be tough. We'd have to make all the maps ourselves, essentially,
and it would have to just be like one of us being shown.
Yeah,
it'd be like Goose Team single operations or something,
or it'd be a matter of. You would just never have the 2 of us in the same shot. You're
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And then it's like,
because
I'm good.
So you take out the camera and you can hit the button and then...
The HUD goes away.
Yeah.
It's like, I see him moving in. One person shoots, like then
I
the other person shoots.
Going in.
A lot of jump... That would be a lot of jump cuts. I think it would be good as like a parody thing almost.
That'd be pretty funny.
It's like, you know, Goose Team Uncut or something. That'd be cool. Like, and just... Just a matter of, like, with GTA, the Rockstar Editor is just such a really cool tool.
It's just very easy, or at least...
It's very accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't used it in forever, but it's just...
I want to see if there's a mod.
It's fun to do.
that expands the radius you can go out, because that was the only limitation that
I had. It was really small, and it's like, the render distance is a lot further than this. I would imagine it shouldn't be that much of an issue.
I'm sure there's some, like, algorithm or some reason.
That's the thing, is just whenever, like, a company does a decision, it's like, yes, maybe this doesn't make sense to me, but there is someone way smarter than me, or, like, a team of people that have made this decision for, like, a conscious reason.
Yeah, because I'm sure something would crash or
something. Unless it's, like, Batman and they just don't do anything with it for PC. Then it's just like, oh, well, go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourself. GFY, man. GFY.
Time for a little bit of a show and tell, since we're going to be coming up on the end somewhat soon. So I have something I'm going to show, and then...
A box?
Yes, and then you're going to show something. You might have to go off camera for this.
Yeah.
So we released this in the store a couple days ago, and you've already seen it, but I don't know how many seen it. It's this blank shirt.
Blank shirt, everyone.
Beautiful.
It's the softest
and
thing
the,
ever.
And on the back...
Oh, what?
I guess I should bring this in closer. I might put, like, an actual image on screen as well, just so you can see it. So, for copyright reasons, couldn't do George the Dragonborn, so I just did Georgeborn instead, but...
I like Georgeborn better.
I think it's, like, more creative, almost.
Because it's, like, it's... I just like Georgeborn better. I don't know why.
Oh, man, just... Elle's blinded by the light.
Oh, God, it's so sexy.
Too much sexy.
Oh, no, I can see you in the camera monitor. Oh, no.
Okay. Gotta wear it now. You gotta do it. All right. You don't need to take your shirt off for your thing.
Don't worry.
You want to go off camera real quick and I'll just drink here like an alcoholic?
Sure, do it. I'll try not to knock over this Pepsi
soda. Soda. Pepsi soda.
Sponsored by
Pepsi soda. Excuse me. What I also love about my fast internet is, so I had to like install this and all the DLCs. It took like half an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's
I was pretty happy with that.
That's amazing. Actually.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh, I guess I'll just. Jump in the shower and eat something.
So this is from Tori. And yours is
mine is from Marina.
And this is Tori's design of
Goo Goo Bars.
Goo Bars. Hey kids, coming soon to New Vegas. Goo Goo Bars. We'll burn your house down.
So does it really say New Vegas?
Yeah. A lot of them do say New Vegas.
I'm amazed I cleared that for copyright. Oh well. I mean, I don't think the term New Vegas is...
No.
I don't think it's true.
One of the shirts has a Protectron on it. I mean.
Yeah. Also, like, if you had called it Fallout New Vegas, then obviously trademark, but
yeah.
New Vegas on its own I don't think is an owned term. Like, even Dragonborn, Dungeons and Dragons had done that beforehand. Do you not have the other one?
Dungeons and Dragonborn. Oh, I forgot to take it out.
Oh, well. So, well, here's the thing. So
we
now,
could pop it up, right? I guess.
So you have
that one's by Little Bro, the second one. I have shirts. When is this going? When are you putting this up?
So today's Thursday. Possibly... Fuck.
Possibly fuck, everyone. Today's
honestly,
fuck.
Just because of the fact that I stream Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Probably.
Probably Monday?
March. Okay.
So probably Monday. It'll still be September, right?
I just have to figure out if I want to put those shirts as George's material or...
This one or the standard one?
Yeah, because the standard one, it is...
It's like cheaper?
It's cheaper, so that way I can get it... To everyone, cheaper.
Yeah.
But then, like...
It's like...
It's not...
There. It's not a bad
comfortable.
Shirt, but then when you wear this one, you're like, okay, this is
yeah,
nicer.
Yeah, like, that feels very nice.
Here's what I don't understand about it. So if you read the label on that, it says 100% cotton. If you read this, 100% cotton, it's like, what makes it better?
It might be, like, thread
the way
count?
That they...
I don't know.
That's very possible, yeah. Or, like, the weaving process.
Yeah, something.
I don't know
about... Let's do a video about that. Check out this mod, weaving process.
I was going to say, we had to go to Spreadshirt's like headquarters.
That'd be kind of
and, like,
cool.
Interview them. It's like, why does it take, like, 5 days for you to print my shirt?
Be like, yeah, we get a lot of orders. It's not just
you. No. Why aren't you printing my shirt?
I'm the Georgeborn.
Like,
and we'll burn...
I have a shirt
we will,
about it. It's
we
like,
will
we
burn
know,
your house down.
We printed it. It's like, you remember that? It's like, yeah, you're that fucking obnoxious guy that keeps on asking, are you going to get the other shirt?
I'll get the other one.
All right.
And the other one...
I was waiting for you to, like, knock over the camera. I keep on, like, sniffling. Like, whenever it's fall, like, my allergies hit me again. And it just sucks.
This one might be harder to see, but this is by Little Bro.
I'll put the designs on screen.
But that's half of it. One side is RLF, and then the other side is Al Chesbury.
The only thing is your back is to the microphone, so...
I know. Yeah, that's...
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Little Bro.
I mean, I can also grab the audio from the camera for that shot, so we'll see how that works out.
If not, you could do, like, a Peanuts mumbling.
Yeah. They're making a 3D Peanuts movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It actually looks really good. I kind of want it. I mean, not want it. I'm going to see
it. He's going to buy it on Blu-ray, everyone.
I'm going to get those peanuts.
Get them peanuts.
That should be the slogan. Get them peanuts.
Get them peanuts.
So, assuming this podcast comes out Monday, when can people order those shirts? Do you want to do it this weekend?
Just I'll like try that? To get it. Like, I just have to figure out what material I want. And that's... Maybe I'll just ask. Maybe I'll just say, hey.
Honestly, how about... Yeah, maybe just go with the...
Maybe
just
we'll
want to start.
Or maybe I will go with... Because that's the ones you've always had.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go with those to start, and then, like...
I mean, because you wore one of those shirts during PAX.
The thing is, you wear it, and when you first put it on, you're like, eh. But then, like, it
over
gets...
Over time, you're just like...
It gets comfortable.
Yeah.
After a while, like...
Also, if you just ordered from Spreadshirt, it's never going to be, like, super comfortable, because it's just printed, and it's, like, still starchy because of,
yeah.
like, the ink process and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, even right now, this isn't, like, the most comfortable thing, because it's still... It hasn't been washed yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, after I wash it, and this isn't as sticky anymore. It's worth a touch, though. Listen, I was fucking impressed. So, I gave Marina the design,
mm-hmm.
or, like, the idea for the design, and, like, the next morning...
Really?
She had finished this before I was awake.
That's amazing.
Like, I woke up at, like, 2 p.m., and she's like, it's here. And that was at, like, 10:30. I was like... Holy shit. Best thing to wake up to ever. And I was like, it wasn't perfect. This is a revised version because
mm-hmm.
originally there was like a bit of like grain.
Well, she did. Yeah, she revived the ball arms one too.
Yeah. But either way, like, it's just fantastic. And
yeah,
I
no,
couldn't
definitely.
Be happier with this design. It's always just weird to me. It's like wearing a shirt with my face on it. Or like, I know it's my character's face, but still it's like.
Yeah, I mean,
the
I
only
think
thing
it's
that's
less.
The same is the facial hair. Like, that's the one thing in Skyrim that I can match easily. But I think we're just about out of time. I mean,
yeah.
Bit of a game discussion today, which is always good. Because
yeah, it was a good discussion we got.
We're games people. Like, we're the only two games people at the YouTube
We do games. Games, yes, us.
But it's also like, kind of like YouTube. It's still a somewhat new entertainment field.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Like, being a gamer on YouTube, there's just a lot of new things to it. Like, we just launched... I mean, we didn't launch it. They just launched YouTube Gaming, which is... I mean, it's cool. It's a nice alternative to Twitch, and... Because I know there's people who don't necessarily like Twitch, or, like, they have trouble watching it because...
Of the bandwidth.
The bandwidth issues, because whatever you stream to Twitch is what people receive. And if people can't receive that, then it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
YouTube, since it's... I mean, it's always been, like, a very good media player, is just, like, you can choose, like, the resolution... what I really love is that if I were to join your stream on YouTube and I was like, oh shit, it's half an hour in, I want to see what happened at the beginning.
You just go back.
You go all the way back, and if you're like, okay, I just want to see those first few minutes, you hit the button that says live, and it'll take you straight to
that's nice.
The like, up-to-date
thing. So you don't have to like, drag and like,
exactly.
try to find
it's
it.
Like, well, you can't even drag in Twitch. It's
no,
like,
you can't.
Whatever you start watching, that's it. Like, you start watching from there, and it's just live.
Okay.
Which I know some people like just because it does maintain that feeling of it's just a live show.
Yeah.
Well, like, you never know. Some people want to, like, scroll back
or
and they
miss
something.
Yeah, if you go to the bathroom
yeah.
or something.
Oh, yeah, you can... You can pause it on Twitch as well. I don't know if when you hit play again, if it just catches you up or if it resumes where you left off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I know on YouTube, once again, it has that option,
but... test it.
So I'm going to make a bit of an announcement since we're just doing some, like, housekeeping type stuff with YouTube and everything. So we are doing, as of right now, because this is all... Subject to change, because who knows what the hell's going to happen between now and then. As of now, we are signed up to do a 24-hour charity stream for Extra Life on November 7th. That's a Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. and going till Sunday at 8 a.m. Also, you're a part of that, so... You were looking at me like, oh shit, what's George going to say next? So... That, what,
do I have to
again,
be here?
Yes.
Oh.
Right now,
is anyone else going to be here?
I think Matt's going to stop by for like several hours during the day.
Okay.
Dan actually said he'd be willing to come in for that weekend.
Do it,
just
Dan.
To do that.
Do it. I can't stay up that long.
I mean, do you think I
when
can?
When does Fallout come out?
The Tuesday after that.
Okay. Well, as long as it's as long as Fallout comes after. Okay.
But then we're also filming that Saturday.
Oh God.
I'm paying for. your shuttle service, your lunar
shuttle. My moon
shuttle.
Okay.
For both of those.
It will be fun, though.
For both of those, because I realize that it is an imposition. I'm making you come in for a 24-hour stream, and then Fallout 4 comes out, which is arguably, like, from a business standpoint, your busiest week of the year. Of the decade, even. Like, since you started your channel, because there's been no... This is the first Fallout game
that's been
shelter
new.
Excluded.
Yeah.
Since you've launched your channel.
Definitely.
It's a first for your channel. And I'm making you come in the weekend before that.
And then
the weekend after that. Yeah, you see, he immediately goes to drink and he's like, I need this. But here's the thing about coming to my place. There's always alcohol.
That's true.
And I always...
just be drunk for a whole day.
For 24 hours.
Oh my god.
The only trick is, I'm like, still debating just from a technical standpoint, where it would be best to do it from, if we just do it in there for 24 hours, or if I move, like, the PC out here. Just because if we have Matt or other people come, it, like, might just be a lot easier to have everything set up here.
Maybe, yeah.
And instead of using a webcam, I would use, that, because as long as I get, like, the power cord, like, the DC power cord...
It won't die.
It won't die, and I can have that plugged in...
That's perfect.
...via the USB. So I'm thinking about that.
I wonder if we could do, like... Because I guess we'll be playing whatever, right?
It'll probably switch. We're not playing just one game during the whole 24 hours.
Only...
We beat dust start to finish in 24 hours. We could try.
No. I mean, could we... Yeah, that could be... We should write a bunch... Can we play, like, older games, or will we get flagged for that?
I mean, just not Nintendo.
Fucking Nintendo.
Yeah, no, they...
What the fuck, Nintendo?
I mean, we'll also...
I want to play Super... Can we play Sega?
Yes.
Fucking Sega.
But in a good way.
Sega do it. Nintendo don't. Yeah. See, Nintendo, I used to love you.
I think you should make that a shirt now. Sega do what Nintendo don't. And get sued by both companies
immediately. Yeah, they'll both sue me. And, like, I'm pretty sure someone's made that shirt before. Because I think that's a saying.
I think it's a saying.
It is a saying.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry. I didn't just coin it right now.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Before Monday, this is going to get trademarked.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Patent it. I'll patent the phrase.
But yeah, so there's still, like, some logistical stuff to figure out for the 24-hour stream, but, like, a lot of people do 24-hour streams. I'm just trying to, like, make it into, like, the coolest thing
ever
possible, since we're not going to do them every now and then. Like, 24 hours. That's
I could.
That's a lot.
I guess I could host your channel. I should set that up. Well, I can do it here. Yeah, no, I can.
What are you thinking?
No, like, your through Twitch you can host.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'll get in trouble.
You can re-host.
Because you're doing it on both YouTube and...
No, because...
You're not doing it on both?
I'm doing it on both, but that doesn't affect you, really.
Okay.
Like, because... You're
because
con-
I'm,
you're,
I'm not...
I mean, this is for all Twitch partners. Twitch says you cannot use, like, a streaming service to stream to both YouTube... to Twitch.
And YouTube.
And to
another
YouTube
place.
Or another place, like Hitbox or... Whatever.
Okay, so as long as I should be fine.
Yeah. No, but that's like a built-in system to Twitch, is like rehosting someone's stream. So
and I could be like, I don't know.
Fine.
And then they'd be like, you're on the stream.
We see you looking at the laptop that's running everything.
You idiot.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, I'm excited now. I want to come up with some stuff we should do.
Yeah. The only real technical hurdle, and I'm still looking into a solution for this.
Sneezing.
Yes, but so
also,
for example, if we were playing something on PC and then we wanted to switch to Xbox, that would be a bitch. I'm trying to find a way to make that not a bitch.
Okay.
Because the issue is...
Bitch.
Well, to use... Like, you used the Hop Hog for a while with the Xbox.
Yeah.
You know how there's a delay, right?
Yes.
So the problem is... Like, I have separate profiles set up on OBS... Because in OBS you can set, like, a time delay for, like, webcam and audio and stuff. There's no way to switch profiles midstream.
Okay.
And that would be the only way to switch from PC gaming to Xbox gaming without it, like, everything being desynced. Because we would be a full second ahead of the game. Which, it's not the end of the world, but from, like,
at the same time.
From a production standpoint, you're just like, I don't want to do that for hours on end. That's just not fair to the people watching. Like, you want to make the best thing possible. It's like...
Exactly, yeah.
You're not trying to create something shitty. Then
do your best,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll discuss that off camera,
okay.
Figure out some stuff. I just want to get, like, more people involved, like, bring on, like, not guests, but just... If I could get, like, Sam to come in for, like, an hour and just be like, yeah, no, George is a fucking dickbag. She's like, I don't really play games. I was like, you play the fucking game. It's for the kids.
You play
the fucking game for the kids. She's like, George, what is the charity even about? I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know.
The kids.
It's do it for the kids.
The kids.
And, I mean, we'll also, like, keep tabs on, like, the donations coming in. It's not to us, it's to the site itself, but we'll keep an eye on that. Maybe you're like some. Maybe we'll make Matt do like milestones.
That'd be cool.
Not us, just Matt.
Just Matt, no one else.
Yeah, it's like Matt here. Do a vodka shot. He's like, oh no. I just did. 10.
Prepare to die, Matt.
And then because Matt gets so drunk, like the two of you have to share the living room when you go to sleep the next morning. But yeah, I think it's gonna be fun. And I've never done a 24-hour stream before. I've never done a stream longer than 3 hours, so it's like.
It'll be interesting.
We would just have to sleep for, like, the 2 days before it.
Or, like, I mean, I guess we could, I don't know.
One person takes a nap?
Yeah, or if there's three of us here, like, one can take a nap and two will be up, and then, like...
Yeah. We'll see, and it's just, like, it's just gonna be really fun to do, and it's for a good cause, so it's like,
I'm gonna be
why
so
the hell not?
Fucking, I'm just imagining, like, the last
hour. No, I understand. Trust me, after today, I understand. We did a... It was a, what, 9 to 6? But we didn't get much sleep, so we were just like...
Yeah.
There were times during the presentation we were just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
That person looks a lot like a pillow. Oh, that is a pillow. Oh, I'm in my bed.
Oh, I'm asleep. Oh,
oh
God.
Shit, it's... Oh, I have to wake up. Fuck, Al, it's time to go. And then you wake up for real, and you're at the YouTube, and you just fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're just about out of time, because I think the camera is going to die in a second.
Okay.
All right, so thank you guys for watching.
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you next time with another episode of the Zero Period Podcast.
Farewell.
Bye-bye.
Mm.